Hi, you have reached the podcast of Professor Chaim Shor. In this episode, Becoming Holy, the Bible Prescription.
Becoming Holy, the Bible Prescription. The desire to become holy, as a means to ascend to higher spiritual dimensions, is as ancient as human civilization. But what does it mean to become holy? How do you become holy? Several paths to holiness have been offered in the past. These include Path 1. Seclusion in an isolated place, disconnected from human beings. Path 2. Refrain from talk, keeping silent, for an extended period of time. Path 3. Pursuing the path of a Nazarite, including abstinence from the other sex and from alcohol. Path 4. Adoption of certain dietary menus to cleanse the body, hopefully leading to holiness. What is the Bible prescription to becoming holy? It indeed departs appreciably from all the paths just described. However, it is exact, and it is specific. The Bible delivers a prescription to becoming holy in the form of do's and do not do's. These are scattered throughout the Bible, particularly in Torah and the prophets. Yet, it is described in detail, in a concentrated fashion, in a certain segment of the Jewish Torah, generally referred to in Jewish tradition as Parashat Kedoshim, segment the Holy Ones. The prescription starts with a divine assertion, repeated, nearly verbatim, close to the end of the parasha. Here is the opening verse, Leviticus 19:1, and Jehovah spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, Holy shall you be because holy am I, Jehovah your God." In a verse prior to the end of the parasha, the same assertion is repeated, Leviticus 20:26, "And you shall be holy to me for holy am I, Jehovah." Throughout the parasha, the signature of the divine is repeated, time and again, at the end of a set of do's and do not do's, as if to remind the listener or reader of their divine source, I am Jehovah. For example, Leviticus 19:16. In this podcast and the accompanying post on chaimshor.blog, we concentrate on a certain small segment of do's and do not do's. They are not related in particular to the Israelites, as are, for example, dietary kashrut commandments. These do's and do not do's are of a universal value, applicable to all aspiring for holiness in their lives. We refer to verses 16 to 18 of Leviticus 19. They represent some of the do's and do not do's prescribed by Torah as a path to holiness in chapters 19 and 20. We start with the do not do's. Do not do 1, verse 16. Do not walk around offering your merchandise of slander. In short, do not engage in slander. We note that slander, in biblical terms, means telling unpleasant truths about a fellow human being. This is a profound diversion from modern judiciary systems, where slander exclusively means telling unpleasant lies about a specific individual or about a group of people. According to Torah, these do not constitute slander. These are simply lies or falsehoods. In Torah terms, slander exclusively relates to telling truths, unpleasant or embarrassing as they may be. Do not do 2, verse 16. Do not stand still while your fellow human being is in a potentially threatening bloodshedding situation. I am Jehovah. Do not do 3, verse 17. Do not hate your fellow human being in your heart. Do not do 4, verse 18. Do not do wrong in return for wrongdoing committed unto you. In short, do not take revenge. Do not do 5, verse 18. Do not reserve resentment. We note that resentment may lead to revenge. This is comparable to coveting, subject of the 10th commandment, which may lead to stealing. The Torah commands, in both cases, eliminate the root cause. Resentment that may lead to revenge. Coveting that may lead to stealing. We proceed to the to-do list in the same small segment, Leviticus 19:16-18. Do 1, verse 17. Reproach your fellow human being lest you carry his sin on your account. In the original Hebrew text, a different interpretation is also possible. Reproach your fellow human being lest he carries a sin due to you. In other words, because you have refrained from reproach when one was needed, your fellow human being may carry a sin, namely, become a sinner. Do 2, verse 18. Love thy neighbor as yourself. I am Jehovah. 5. Do not do's and 2 do's in a very small segment of divine prescription to becoming holy. These are a small representative sample. To become truly holy, the divine prescription, as articulated in Torah and in the prophets, need to be learned in depth, and then relearned and relearned again. Until this prescription is practiced on a regular basis. Once this happens, the prescription is engraved as a way of life. The do's and do not do's are absorbed to become like second nature. In the language of Torah, a do not do, which has formerly been observed as divine command that needs to be fulfilled, is now replaced with not being able to do. For example, Deuteronomy 21:16. An aspiring individual, wishing to be holy, then no longer merely fulfills a divine commandment. Be holy, for I, Jehovah, am holy. Rather, he or she becomes godlike. This is an ancient desire. It had formerly been expressed in Torah, in a perverted way, by Adam and Eve, who desired to be like Elohim, Genesis 3:5. Being Elohim-like means to be like the creator of the world, namely, to be able to dominate nature. This time, the same desire is expressed differently, materializing the right way. It is expressed as a desire to become Jehovah-like, via becoming truly holy. Why becoming truly holy, Torah fashion, implies becoming Jehovah-like? Because I, Jehovah, am holy.
Thank you for listening. Until the next episode, goodbye.